AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
I can continue to name those. However, when you look inside the state, we felt very proud about what we do. We know what we do. But you know who didn't know that? Everyone else. So our perception work in different areas of the United States told us that Indiana was just underestimated.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Careers are rarely a straight line. They're a compendium of experiences that take us from one place to another, and the journey from one leader has taken her from Ag Bioscience to becoming the brand ambassador for one of the greatest Ag Bioscience states in the nation. She joins us now. Welcome, Selena Scardina, Chief Marketing Officer of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Selena, it is delightful to have you here on Ag Bioscience.
Great, Mitch. So happy to be here and spend time with you today.
We are going to have a lot of fun, Selena.
Yes.
Your experience, your journey. You started your career in Ag Bioscience. Just a little company,
yeah.
McDonald's. Started out, if I remember right, in investor relations, grew into customer experience. You've worked with some iconic brands. Before we jump into your career and what you've seen now here in Indiana, you got to share with us your experience at McDonald's to today. The food economy has changed just a little bit. Give us your perspective of the ag bioscience economy.
It has changed. Obviously, there's a global opportunity to feed people. So I start with McDonald's Corporation. I think the biggest aha for me was this partnership between the corporation, franchisees, and this kind of global supply chain and the suppliers and how important they were. So as I dug into my job, and by the way, let me just make a plug for any role that you'll take out of college around investor relations, customer service, you will learn a ton about a company if you start in those particular roles. So I did, and I really learned that the supply chain of food was so diverse, and they would do a really great focus on global sourcing, tied with local sourcing. And I really got to be part of that. So really understanding the vertical integration, spending time in the fields and with farmers, I realized that McDonald's did something really, really well, consistency and high quality. And that wasn't something that the company made an edict. That was a partnership. Since the founding of the company in 1955, this was key to make sure everyone was working together to do this incredible scale opportunity of feeding the world.
What a powerful cornerstone, a foundation for the career that you've had. You've gone on to lead customer experience at giant brands, Sweetwater. You've been with Vera Bradley. You've been with a number of iconic brands. I think every company, whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's a company, whether it's a university, everyone really tries to understand their customer. It's core to the business. What have you learned about customer experience through this journey that you feel like really stands out and could help those that are listening?
So I feel like McDonald's gave me my foundation in business and understanding operations, understanding how to fail fast, how to continue to go to market. So after that experience, I thought, well, I'll work at a food company. And what I didn't realize, and I do today, is a lot of what I learned around those universal truths of customer experience can really be applied to almost any organization, regardless of what your product or your service is. So that piece I talked about is consistency. If I'm going to engage with your brand, your company, your service, it better be consistent. So that is irregardless if I'm serving you as more direct to consumer or business to business, that engagement channel has to be the same. This helps me understand and have almost a stronger relationship and grow my affinity towards your brand. A couple other truths that have come up from McDonald's that I've been able to apply in other areas, this idea of personalization.
Ooh, say more.
You better know me as your customer. If I'm spending $1 million with you or $10, understand me. What are my goals? What do I want to try to achieve? And then they become almost our shared goals together. The company and the consumer working together. There's the unlock. And then this last piece, this is one I feel really passionate about. It's onboarding. So customer onboarding is the best opportunity to drive retention. If you do this well, and it's the first time I engage with you, like for example, your organization, Agronovis, every time I engage with you, it's consistent. You help me understand very complex things in a simple way, and you make it easy for me to do business with you.
Oh, thank you.
I'll have to say that your role model like that, there's never been anything outside of that consistency, but you've onboarded me. You help me understand what is your goals. You help me understand how I can be successful working with you. That's something we miss in business. Here's the little secret sauce. I'll tell you, we are not our customers. So sometimes when we're in an organization and we're building our great product or our great service, we think we know what the customer wants. But we're not always our customer, right? So this other area of insights and data analytics and understanding how to create strategy is another big piece of it. So really comes down to those truths are that customization and personalization, this onboarding me as a customer, and this consistency of your brand.
I love the takeaway, we're not our customer. I've heard it said so many different ways. A focus group of one is really dangerous, and it's actually not a focus group at all. It's just right. Your opinion. You look at some of the things you've built over your career, the processes, the programs, the foundations to help a company go from okay customer experience to world-class customer experience. You talk about those universal truths. Are there any processes or any formulas or anything that people could go do to begin to inject this beyond just the ambition? Is there anything they can go do to put this to work?
Well, there's several things. The first thing is to really staple yourself to a customer journey. That means from the very beginning of, I think I might want to buy something or engage with an organization and go through that entire journey, every step until the final sort of end, and then do it all over again. If you do that, you'll find ways to iterate, to improve. And really where disruption happens is for those companies that take that journey for granted. And then all of a sudden in step 32, you'll see that there's an entire new way of doing something. I love to mystery shop organizations. I love to do this from the beginning to the end and just take an objective view of what it feels like. You know, when I was at McDonald's, I would ask my teams every year to work inside of the restaurants. I'm talking about making the food, to serving the customers, to working the drive-through. We couldn't serve the customer experience opportunity unless we understood that entire full set of the journey. And that's where I think the break is today, is we're not doing those things and we're making some assumptions along the way. Customer journey mapping has been around forever. So I like to do that to find out where the pitfalls are and the opportunities. But there's also this amazing moment that you can find in a journey where you can actually drive loyalty, where you can help with customer retention, where you can get customers to then become advocates for you. But you have to be open to learn sort of that entire journey and how that works.
The power of proximity that you just hit on, I think, is so powerful. Right? If you're not willing to put yourself in the shoes of your customer, and not just hypothetically, but go work a drive-thru, go work the fryer, go work the flat top, go clean the bathroom, right? Those things become perhaps the greatest unlocks of any.
Yeah, I heard our governor say that recently. He was coming back from an international trade mission, and he said, you have to show up. You have to be there. You have to understand what it's like to feel what the consumer feels. Otherwise, you're making some hypothetical guesses. So I will specifically tell you, I was intrigued about food, and you and I have a lot of interest in this idea of ag and the opportunity there. Early in my career, I went and spent time with farmers. I wanted to know what crop rotation was. I wanted to know what yields were and how science was intersecting with that. I wanted to really understand almost the humanity around how we bring food to market. And that was pivotal for me to understand. You'll never be able to guess these supply chains unless you spend time in the field with those that are actually producing the food and the services.
We're going to take a look at what's next in customer experience, what the next chapter looks like, and how we're seeing it play out here in Indiana. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help. With health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of health care has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Selena Scardina, Chief Marketing Officer of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, a professional who began her career, your career in ag bioscience, and now you've expanded your reach. Your ag bioscience is a portion of this broad portfolio you lead at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Selena, the work that you have done, your team has done to evolve the brand of Indiana, put in the context of what we just talked about with customer experience, how have customers of Indiana, maybe even define who those are, how have customers shaped this new brand and this new slogan for the Bold?
Indiana for the Bold is pretty deep in meaning, and let me walk you through that.
Please.
So every job I've ever taken, regardless of where it was at in my career, I take this objective time in the first 60 days to really become a student of the business, student of business itself, but what is their business? I can't walk in with any preconceived notion. And yes, there's pattern recognition I can start applying immediately. But first, I have to take this objective view of what's the current state. So I did that with this job. I said, tell me all things about Indiana. Sure, I have some perceptions about the state. Clearly, our family moved here and this is our home and it will be our home. But I wanted to understand it. So I started to listen through focus groups, perception work, and in state. So what do others think about Indiana? And what do we think about ourselves? I learned a lot of things. First, inside the state, we are very proud of what we do. We're heads down, we're getting the job done, and we're very smart and innovative in the state across all industries. Life sciences, the work that we do now with new industries like semiconductors and EV, and I can continue to name those. However, when you look inside the state, we felt very proud about what we do. We know what we do. But you know who didn't know that? Everyone else. So our perception work in different areas of the United States told us that Indiana was just underestimated. We quite had this humble Hoosier, which I have a hard time getting underneath that, but I have a theory behind that, that we just got the job done. We were a flyover state. And then when we started to put together this work, we thought, the concept of bold is not arrogant. The concept of bold means I get up at 4 a.m. and I get my job done. I use the advanced sciences to get the higher production out of whatever work I'm doing. The concept of bold means you're going to be pragmatic with your spend, that you're actually going to start a business and you're going to have a higher likelihood to stay in business because you're in Indiana. Those are the idea for the bold. And I think also we have this camaraderie, we have this connection in the state, and that's pretty bold and forward to think that I can call you up, Mitch, at any point, and you'll answer the call and you'll help me be successful. That is extremely unique. So we learned that we needed to talk more about that and embrace that. The feedback around our Indiana for the Bold has been actually phenomenal. So first, our job is business attraction and expansion. It's working. So our pipeline is huge. We've done $77 billion in committed capital investment in the last 2 years, which I think we did that in the 8 years before. So that's working. Where do we need to go next? Our workforce. So today, when I think of some of the work that our ag staff does around the state, it might have a little bit of a connotation, and it may not be understood as something that's a career I can build. I can have a fulfilling career in that. I can make a high wage. I can be home with my family. So those are the types of things that we have to now get to the workforce. So if you love solutioning and project management and you love all of the things that are in business, you don't have to work in a corporate environment. Advanced manufacturing today is not the same manufacturing where my mom worked in a factory. Advanced manufacturing takes smart and skill and all those great things. So now we need to market more of this Indiana for the Bold to our workforce. And I would actually challenge, we need to market to the parents and the grandparents of our students. And here's why. Because what they remember has changed.
That's right.
So we need to show them what that looks like today in some of these economies. And we should be very proud of some of these stable economies that we have, like ag, like advanced manufacturing. Yes, we'll bring in these new economies of the future, but feeding people is also part of the future.
I completely agree. If we could give a amen, hallelujah, I'm right with you, Salima. I think we launched Field Atlas, myfieldatlas.com, a couple years back for this whole idea. When you look at big ag bioscience companies, whether it's Corteva, whether it's Elanco, or whether it's a startup like Insignum, they need data scientists, they need marketing majors, they need finance majors, they need all the types of technology, all the types of business apparatus that you would need in any company. And there's so many young people that come from our rural communities like I grew up in that have no idea that if they want to change the world, if they want to be a part of that only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet, and they're a marketing major, well, there's a job for them here. So it is to say that I'm excited about the work that you're doing to make that connection, because it's always not clear. We have a huge opportunity ahead of us.
I think that's the next big step. So now we have a formula that works for business attraction. And that goes even beyond our marketing of Indiana for the Bold. That has to be the intentional focus of the industries we're going after. Now, we're not the only state that's that needs this, but we need to show our workforce that these jobs, A, they exist here, but B, they're accessible. And the third thing would be that it doesn't always necessarily need a four-year degree. It could take some skill that you learned through Ivy Tech, which is the largest community college in the United
right.
States, or it could be from skill that you got in high school, or it could be on the job training, or it could be through an apprenticeship. But we have to now make this connection between jobs are here. It's great to live here, one of the best costs of living. Now, how do we take those employers and employees and bring them together in all industries, like the one you're most passionate about too?
As you look at this evolution of the brand, this is not a switch, it's a dial, right? You can't just turn it on overnight and hope good things come. Would love to hear about how you're applying your passion, your depth of experience and customer experience. How are you getting feedback, both from in-state, out-of-state, around the globe, from customers? And how is that evolving the brand? How is that evolving this brand execution in this new chapter?
So any strategy that goes to market has to be iterative.
Amen. Yes.
So if you're not changing and evolving it, then it's going to become stale and probably not necessarily completely what you want to be in the market. So we've created mechanisms between obviously testing, which is a core component of marketing, but also a lot of listening channels where we can talk to potential businesses. We can talk to those that have committed to be in the state. We can talk to workforce. We can ask, if you're asking me once a year what you think about my advertising or my brand, it's not enough. So we talked about that customer journey, having those right touch points and asking and understanding. And by the way, a lot of this data isn't even something you need to ask for. It already exists just in our behaviors. And if you're aggregating that and bringing that together and then focusing on those things that you can modify, then you're going to be more effective in the marketplace. Now, where we get tripped up a lot in marketing is we try to solve it all. Let's solve for the things that are, again, important to who? But the customer, right? We hear from businesses all the time. At one pivotal point, we'll find out once they've committed and they start the permitting process. And we'll understand that's where the friction is in a lot of states. Here, there's not friction. But if there is, we're going to find that out. That's a key point. So we have different touch points throughout the journey to understand how effective we are. We do the same thing with our marketing. And so we get the feedback in many different ways and we aggregate that. And a lot of that is being assisted by innovation and automation now that we
sure.
have. A lot of the AI assistance that we get now tells us if we're going to be spot on. I will have to do a quick plug for our Ready campaign. So right now,
yeah.
as you know how big Ready is in the state.
Absolutely.
We're running a campaign in every one of the 15 Ready regions. They rolled out a few weeks ago and it'll run through September, where we're helping the communities know and see the progress of some projects that are complete or near completion And the feedback has been so exciting. I was in South Bend yesterday and someone came up to me and said, I saw our Ready ads. This is so exciting. If we don't translate to our consumers the effort that our legislators, that our government helped bring Ready to life and what that means to you, then we lose the impact of helping them understand why we have a new YMCA or why we have a new training facility. So that constant communication and clarity and being very crisp is important in our marketing message.
It's great. One, I heard the ad on the way on the drive-in this morning. So great timing. It was encouraging to hear. But I do think there's this role of marketing, of customer experience that we don't talk enough about. And you just hit it. And I think it's so powerful for big companies, for entrepreneurs, for investors, whoever you are, of inspiration. There is an absolute need, desire, I think requirement to inspire others to act. And as you talk about celebrating Ready, using customer experience, driving around what's actually happening, it's not just celebrating that project. It's about inspiring other people to follow suit and to do the same thing.
You have to show the path to be able to follow the path for some, right? And Indiana's done an incredible job of really setting our, what is it, almost 7 million residents up for success. We just have to know that this exists. And that's, I think, one of the key unlocks for business, right? Where you can take the time and really understand everything about your product or your service. Let me give you an example. A lot of our business-to-business or even those that make an ingredient or a component may not know how that's used in the end product. If I was making a product today, and even if it was one component, one ingredient, I'd want to know exactly what that end recipe looked like. I want to know exactly how it's applied in the marketplace so then I could maybe iterate or partner. That's a little bit of what the formula is that we have here in Indiana that's very, very unique. And I think there's a ton more that we can do. But this is an incredibly special state. And if you don't have perspective, now I've lived in a different state, you may not understand it. But we have momentum now as a state, but we also have momentum working together. See, there's a lot of technology that's being advanced right now. But one thing that is never going to change, Mitch, you and I are humans. And maybe I would like something automated, and maybe I want some sort of ease of effort while I go to do something. But in there are some cases where I just need that human connection, and that's the difference in Indiana. We make the time for each other, and we actually know when to automate and when to innovate. And there's this beautiful balance of both.
Selena, I love it. We could talk all day. I love this topic. Maybe one more question before we wrap up. And it really is a call to action. There are a lot of leaders listening. There are a lot of entrepreneurs listening. There are a lot of young people listening. What's the call to action? What's the call to action for them to begin to put this customer experience passion into work, whatever it is they do?
I think there's so many things you can do to grow your business. And there are many things you can do. If you take the time to understand what is it I'm trying to solve with my business, and what is it the need of the customer, and more importantly, who is my customer, and make a list of only two things you're going to do in the short term, not 20, but two things, and let that prioritization help you focus. That is the one thing I would do in a business today. And if you can't answer the question, who's my customer, what am I trying to solve with them, and what do I bring to market, then you may want to consider doing something different or reiterating a bit to drive that. But I should be able to wake up every day and answer that. Now, Mitch, you know I drive a lot through the state.
I do.
I've been in probably 50 counties of the 92 in the last few years, and I do this drive on 69 from Fort Wayne to Indianapolis several times a week. And every time I'm driving here, and the sun's coming up over a farm, I said to myself, I know exactly what I'm doing. It's not for me at all, but it's for the people in this state and for my children who've decided to call Indiana home and are buying homes in Indiana. This is why I'm doing the work that I do in my career. And I think I know who my customer is, and I know what their need is and what I'm trying to solve.
I love it. She is Selena Scardina, Chief Marketing Officer of Indiana Economic Development Corporation. Selena, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Mitch.
And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget, you can get the latest news online about Ag Bioscience by visiting us at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Fraser, saying thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.